Oh, and Ian, I went to the comic book store, and I purchased me an issue number one of A-Force, starring Dazzler.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that was a thing.
It is.
And?
I haven't read it yet. I am seriously behind. I for God knows reasons that are really poor, I've decided to start buying comic books again.
Right.
So I actually went down to buy a copy of Hellblazer number one.
Oh.
Because they rebooted that.
I didn't know they restarted that.
Well, yeah, DC restarted everything they have.
Again?
Yeah. Everything has been rebirth.
Is that their new gimmick?
Yeah. It's DC Rebirth. So I'm like, all right, I will give Hellblazer a go to go with the wacky Racelands I have and the Future Quest.
Right. And? Still nothing?
Future Quest is awesome.
Yeah, but that was like 3 weeks ago. I would like to think that an educated gentleman such as yourself could be able to read a comic book in a little less time than 3 weeks.
Yeah, episode 2 was also awesome.
Okay. So no Dazzler, no Hellblazer yet.
I have not read Dazzler or Hellblazer yet, no. I just picked up like Friday.
Right. We'll just have to wait then. All right, Craig, start the show.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 49th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I almost forgot what number this was. Just completely blew my brain
All that talk of potential anniversaries and
yeah,
everything fell apart.
I wanted to just fast forward to episode 50 anyway. Oh well, it'll come soon enough. Alright, I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig. With me, as always, Chaos72, SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian, founders of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. Hello, gentle folks.
Hello.
Howdy.
How goes?
Like we discussed, I am still recovering from your text message, but other than that, and I had a little bit of an incident last night, which was both cathartic and embarrassing, but otherwise, I'm doing great.
Which text message did I send that you're recovering from?
All right, so you know that I don't check our Facebook group, and I don't read Reddit, and I don't read the forums in D3 or otherwise to avoid spoilers, so Craig, the generous gentleman that he is, took the liberty of copying the spoilers from the forums, texting them to me under the guise that it was show-related, and once I read them, it was too late.
yeah, that was from the Reddit post, which I thought you always read, so...
I read nothing. I read almost nothing game or show-related on the internet for fear of being exposed to spoilers.
Yeah, that's become safer. You should probably stick with that plan.
I do! And now I'm afraid to read text messages.
That's all right. Marvel's got us way ahead, so there's nothing to spoil for you for the next, like, month.
Right. Right. I saw that. I was a little bit excited and then deflated and then excited.
Like Deflator Mouse?
No. Nothing like Deflator Mouse.
Hey, big things for us this weekend. We're going to go and play some pinball and video games.
Oh,
yay.
Secretly excited.
For people in the Pittsburgh-typey area, the Replay FX conference is going on this weekend, and the three of us will be down there playing video games. If you'd like to come and see us play video games or or play some pinball, that's where we'll be.
Save us a seat for the Donkey Kong World Championship Finals.
Yeah, and there probably isn't going to be one, but my God, if there's a Guns N' Roses pinball machine,
oh, there's definitely going to be one.
In front of it,
well, didn't you look at the list?
I love that machine.
So many games, I didn't even think to look at that. I was so excited that there was going to be a whodunit table there.
Oh, that game's great.
That game is so good.
So good. I agree.
That and World Cup Soccer are two of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, that's a good game, too.
Yeah, it was very good.
Striker!
Oh, man, am I excited. I was trying to not be excited because, I don't know, I try to manage my expectations. Yeah. And
tell me more about Bruno. I love that stuff. Pinball. It's great.
It really is.
All right, so this is covering the week of July 27th through August the 3rd of 2016. Here's what we got going on. Deadpool Dailies. Today was a Blue Sam Wilson. Thursday, Blue Psylocke. Friday, Green Beast. Saturday, Black Bullseye. Sunday, Red Cap. Monday, Green Sentry. Tuesday, Green Punisher. And Wednesday is Purple Blade. Up in my brain.
Wow. Saturday's going to be doubly huge for me.
Oh,
I'm going to find my 5-2-5 bullseye will finally come to an end.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, nice.
Oh, man. I've been waiting way too long for that.
Excitement.
I got to remember to take my, I'm going to forget to take my computer.
You should not do that.
I'm going to try not to, but it's going to happen. Now that I've said this, I've opened up a can of worms for myself to be sad for another many 30, 60, 90 days. Oh, beans, Franks and beans. I got to remember my computer.
Yeah, don't forget that. For your 5-day, 4-star crash. Of the Titans.
Dun, dun, dun.
7/26, which was yesterday? Sure, let's go
with
yesterday.
That sounds right.
You had Teen Gene versus Moonstone?
Everybody's favorite Moonstone.
And, boy, Moonstone, as always, whooped me up, because that's what happens all the time, because freaking Moonstone.
What do you have her at, Teen Gene?
Oh, I'm like, Moonstone? I don't.
no kidding.
Teen Gene, I will, in momento, por favor. I'm trying to figure out how to use this new scrolly screen.
While I'm yawning, I also had a terrible showing, but I have Gene at like 0-1-1.
0-1-2.
0-1-2. Okay. 0-1-2. Terrible. I got a beaten. I had a hard time getting green, and two beatens was enough, and I just gave up.
Jean Grey. She's in the poop house. She's level 111. She's a 1-3-5.
Yeah, you really didn't have a chance.
Really? Is pink the key? I mean, purple?
I don't know what the key is. I really have no idea. But I have her at 351. I have her at level 192.
Uh-huh.
And got completely swept aside every single game.
Wow.
I went through a full 10 health packs and, yeah, nothing.
Yeah, I was saving all my ISO for Hulkbuster, so she wasn't getting any of it.
Yeah, I guess. I just feel like Craig with a 5 in full of surprises should have been able to do some damage, but apparently...
That's the one that makes tiles, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
Yeah,
so, I thought full surprises did some damage.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but you can have tiles for exactly one turn.
Oh,
because then
right.
Moonstone takes them all.
Huh. Right. You put out tiles, Moonstone converts them to her. Hopefully you've got purple charge so that you can get rid of those enemy tiles now.
My full of surprises does 2,389 damage and then creates 4 random tiles that Moonstone promptly steals.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I mean, the problem with Teen Gene is that her stuff is all for blasting teams of people.
Right.
And
right.
Fighting one person is not her strength point there.
Yeah,
she's
exactly.
She's not good at that.
I thought I had a chance on one match when Moonstone made a critical.
Oh, yeah.
And I did a whole lot of damage to her for a turn or so, and yeah, no, not so much.
Yeah.
So very frustrating.
Yeah, coming up on the 31st is everyone's favorite, Reed Richards, the Mr. Fantastic.
Right.
I've got mine at 344, level 128, so I'll give it a go.
Right. That sounds doable with maybe a little bit of ISO. Ray, where am I at?
That is a good question. I went away. I was looking at my own.
Sorry, you knew Teen Gene so quickly? I thought you might
yeah,
still
I wasn't
be
on top.
In. That's okay. I probably have him at something like 113.
Oh, I got him. 0-1-2.
Okay. Not even as good as I dreamed. 0-1-2.
And I have him at 231, level 78. I might be able to put ISO into him. I don't know. I couldn't put any more into Teen Gene because I was, in the middle of a 4-star champion, so...
Right.
Yeah.
Needed all the ISO.
I mean, I've got 3 in blue, and that's the one that stuns, so that always gives you a stunner's chance.
Yeah.
Because, Imaginaut isn't all that great.
It's not, but I love it anyway.
I always like to hear it in my head, doing like a Brooklyn accent. Hey, it's the Imaginaut! Imaginaut! Reed Richards coming over here! It's me, I guess. All right,
it
fine.
Is. Sorry, you're a man on an island.
Things that were cool. Hey, Ultron came and went.
Oh. It did.
They made some changes this time, as we talked about last time, where Ultron could actually make matches now.
Serious.
And that made him a little harder.
I was going to say, and thank goodness, because I think I remember saying last time, boy, Ultron was great, but man, if only he could make a critical match every turn so he could get multiple attacks off on me, that would be better.
So our alliance, we got 2 of the 3 Melonhead covers.
Right, we made it halfway through level 8. It just got unbearably hard. I mean, clearly you and Ray and a few others had it going on and knew what was up. I was couldn't be stopped. I had all the characters, and all the way through 6, I never lost. And it 180'd. As soon as it went to 7, I never beat Ultron again.
Mm.
Not once. By the time I made it to level 8, I was getting more points from the nodes than I was from fighting Ultron. He just swept me aside like I wasn't even there.
Who were you trying?
I listened. Well, first of all, some of the good characters I don't have, you know, at usable levels. I don't have Ghost Rider. He doesn't have any of my... I do have Ghost Rider, but he has no... I think I have, like, 3 levels of Hellfire, and that's it.
Oh, yeah, you need Penance there.
Right. I don't have Captain Marvel. She's still at level 40, so I didn't bother with that. I tried teams that people would suggest in the Alliance. Like, someone was like, hey, I've been using Kamala Khan, Captain America, and I am 40, and it's just a breeze. And I tried that once. Swept me aside like I wasn't even playing the game. You know, other stuff. Like, sometimes I got desperate and tried teams that I knew that I could just maybe do, like, a little more damage than I was used to. So I would throw, like, Cyclops and Hulk and Old Man Logan out there and last long enough to, you know, get off an optic blast or two. And, you know, that helped my points. But no one I used even made a difference.
See, I started with, BDSM Carol.
Yeah.
Generating red and black for Cyclops and then Ghost Rider's Penance there. That got me through round 7. Then it got to the point where he would kill Carol instantly with one bomb.
Right.
So that wasn't so good.
Okay, so now that did not count as damage to throw back into the Penance there?
It does. But now she's not generating any red or black because she's dead.
Oh, right.
So I discussed this with Ray on Saturday. He yet again recommended that I try Cap, and I never use Cap. I just never do. So I'm like, all right, I'll give it a whirl. So I went to Battery Man, Captain America, and Ghost Rider.
Okay.
And that let me play in round 8. As long as you could get 6 yellow, you could keep throwing up enough cap, you know, throwing shields to keep taking away the bombs.
Sure.
Because his tiles will override the bombs.
And I tried that so many times, and in theory, that works. For whatever reason, I guarantee you, 2 out of my 3 recharge tiles are 1 pip away from being destroyed.
Right. They're all at the bottom, yeah.
They're
yeah,
all at the bottom every time. And I just was demoralizing. And I lost my precious 10th place to my former best friend / new arch nemesis, Cactus Jack 87. He'll get a sad bang bang.
Yeah, lots of times you'd have to sometimes watch, and if there was a bunch of yellow at the bottom, I would wait until he blew that row up.
Right.
Before I kicked off battery so that they were, you know, potentially higher up on the board.
Yeah, it was a rough ride, but it was a lot of fun.
But Penance there was my winner, you know, every time that I won.
Yeah. I was definitely having the reverse experience, though, once we got to 7 and 8, because everybody in the Alliance was like, these nodes are impossible. I was like, these nodes couldn't be easier, and I can't do a single point of damage to Ultron. It's just sad.
So, I don't know. That was getting you, like, 2,000 points at a time, which wasn't...
Right.
Right. But those nodes, they got kind of rough. The waves? I don't know.
The waves were a little bit long, you're sure, and they were high level.
Yeah.
But I don't know, things were going my way for those. So yeah, it was a lot of fun, as expected.
Yeah. Ray, you converted into Hulkbuster punches, right?
Yeah, so partway through, like you said, I started off with the exact same team with Marvel and Ghost Rider and Cyclops. But then when it got too hard, I did switch to Cap. Who was I using? I was using Cap with the Hood to steal, and I don't remember who else. It might have been Iron Man, but in any case... Eventually, I got completely crushed using that, and I decided I needed to do something more. And yeah, I pulled out my Hulkbuster instead of Cap, and Hulkbuster had a boost in the Ultron event. So he had 32,000 hit points. So my goal was get Hulkbuster up front, get the punch going as often as I can, but then when he goes down, that means I've taken 32,000 points of damage.
Right.
Fire off Penance there, and hopefully... take him out. It was not fun on my health packs. The health packs just all went away.
Yeah.
But yep. It did end up beating him, and more importantly, I ended up with a final score higher than Craig. So.
Yeah, you did.
I saw your one post, you're like, I got one match left and I'm gonna finish it, and I'm like, I'm just done. I'm like, we're not making it to the end. And I quit playing.
I beat you by just over 50,000 points, so
I could have had one more Ultron match, so I suppose I had a chance of going back ahead.
Yeah, you should have. I wouldn't have been able to gloat then.
But we were still, you know, X 100,000 from from the final reward, so I'm like, we're not going to make it.
Like 2.3 million away, which, you know, it was still a good showing. It was our first big event as a new Alliance, and no, I was very happy with how it went.
That was plenty well for the casual Alliance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel bad because I know two of our alliance members have Charles with no purple.
Yeah.
So I was really hoping.
Right.
But not so much.
Yeah. But Ultron, always glad to see him come.
Yeah.
It'll be fun when he comes around again some other day.
Yep.
Your next story event, Stick of Thieves, booted up after that. 16,000 gets you a Lazy Thor, 33,000 gets you the CP. Top 10 gets you an Invisible Woman, and 11 through 200 are patch. Hearts of Darkness just got announced to be next, 21,000 for a green patch, 42,000 for the CP. Top 100 people get the new character. Wasp has been announced.
Mm.
We'll talk more about her shortly. And spots 101 to 200 get you Gamora covers.
So there's still over a day left on my Thick as Thieves, and I've already got the CP.
Yeah, nice. Me too. That's what I'm going to be using later to...
So if you haven't started it yet, Ian, there may still be a chance. I'm just saying. 33,000.
Because I don't know why I'm so lazy and I never have made it full progression rewards. But, I've get plenty of good placement rewards out of stories. And I looked, and unfortunately, I was like, I'm not working hard to get an Invisible Woman cover.
Well, sure.
I just discovered a new game in my Steam library. I'm playing that instead. And I turned into crappy old Ian.
I did see that you were playing... Vampire Bloodlines the other day, and that made me happy.
Yeah, I'm having a problem with that. I have to put in a ticket. It doesn't run on any of my machines.
Oh, it's a good game.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun.
There are some patches on the interwebs you have to get
to make it go.
Yeah, there's a community, there's an unofficial community patch that fixes a lot of the bugs.
Oh, all right. I'll look into that.
Yeah. So, in your PvP land, it is the, boring time of between seasons, the resting time. You have Black Vortex, that finished up, 800 got you Red Carol, 1,000 was a Blue Daisy, 1,300 for the CP, top spot was a Red Hulk, and 2 through 100 were Ragnarok. The ever-popular Balance of Power is running now, 800 for Blue Ragnarok, 1,000 for Red Hulk. Red Hulk! 1,300 for the CP, top spot is a Blue Falcon America, and 2 through 100 are the Daywalker.
All right.
Blade himself. All right. Hey, kids, San Diego Comic-Con was last week. Marvel
I've heard
put
of
out
that.
All the information they could possibly find about everything. They got 1,000 new movies. There's 48 new TV shows. Some actress, I'm sure that Ian claims I should know who she is,
right,
got announced as being Carol Danvers.
Yeah.
Well, tell me who it is. I didn't see this.
It's Brie Larson.
Oh, how do you...
Again, I had to look her up. I'm like, I have no idea who this woman is. And it turns out she was even on Community, and I didn't know who she was. I was like, she's not Allison Brie. That would be much cooler. But I did not know who Brie Larson was. I had to look her up. So,
seriously.
In any case, the...
They'll give Academy Awards to just about anybody these days.
That's what I'm thinking. Wait until she gets an EGOT. That'll be next. So, at the Comic-Con, they announced the next three characters coming out in Puzzle Quest. First is Wasp, and when I first heard this, I was sad, because... I didn't want just another Ant-Man, because I'm like, it's going to be the stupid daughter, and I don't care about her. But it turns out to be Janet, one of the original Avengers, so I'm back on board.
Oh, good. Thank goodness. I was worried.
We had this conversation over text. I still don't know why you would be disappointed. She's getting a movie.
Yeah. It'll be just as bad as the last movie.
There was another Wasp movie?
Well, the Ant-Man movie.
I didn't know that was bad.
Yeah.
I found it bad.
Oh.
Of course you did.
Compared to every other Marvel movie, which I enjoy, well, except for those first couple Hulks. Those are terrible.
Well,
those don't count.
It was filled with a bunch of Hollywood obscurity. Some new guy named, Paul Rudd? Who's that? Come on, get an actor.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas, what?
If only the story had been about Hank Pym, it could have been better.
Would have been worse.
All right, so you got Wasp. The next one is the character to make all the people on the forums be quiet. Because the next one's going to be Black Bolt.
I know.
Confirmed.
I missed that joke already, and it's gone.
Hey, but you know what disappoints me the most? Is now we're not going to figure out the clue that it would actually get you Black Bolt. here was the big chance that they could actually put out a clue, and everyone would be like, ha-ha, Black Bolt confirmed.
Right.
And now we're never going to get that. So if anyone's listening, if there was going to be a clue for Black Bolt, tell us what it was. And then the third one coming is Spider-Woman is also joining the game.
Right on. She seems nice.
Jessica Drew? Is that? That sounds right.
Sounds like something she would do.
It's been a long time since I looked at Spider-Woman, so right. I think that was her name. Not to be confused with Spider-Man, because they really have nothing to do with each other.
Nothing. At all.
So
She is...
It's not a Spider-Man character, so...
No, she is head and shoulders above Silk in every way.
I agree. All right, so let's dive into Janet Van Dyne, known as the Wasp. All right, so where's her powers at here? I've already forgotten where they're. All right, her first ability is called Tactical Intuition and costs 8 yellow. It converts all friendly strike tiles to protect tiles and vice versa, strengthening them by 32.
Cool.
So, you know, you could throw her out there with, you know, Magneto or Captain Falcon if you want to throw out a bunch of shields and then flip them to strike and then flip them back.
Right.
Or some such, or, you know, vice versa.
Yeah, I was going to say, or regular Falcon.
Yeah. So, characters who make tiles, she makes them better, but flips them from back and forth.
Cool.
Could be interesting mechanic to set, you know, big attacks up and then immediately go back on defense.
Yes.
The second ability is blue and it is passive. So right now, the only third part that's sad is right now she's, you know, yellow, blue, and, you know, so at least she's not red. At least her third one is black, but another yellow-blue character. At the start of your turn, if you have at least 9 blue, this ability creates a random one-turn countdown tile that steals 3 AP of its color. If an enemy matches this tile away, Wasp stings the target for damage.
That ability is amazing.
Yeah, that sounds really nice.
That's amazing.
So it's kind of a wacky steal with
a defense built in.
Yeah.
That's power is fantastic.
So see how well, you know, well, invariably, it's always going to land on a color that you don't want.
as long as you're suppressing their AP, that's all that's important.
And then her black power is the Wasp Sting. Create a strength 37 red strike tile and deal some damage, 463. If the team has 8 blue, she drains away 3 of it and stuns the target for one turn.
Mm.
So it creates a strength tile. It creates a strike tile, does damage, and can stun.
Yeah, but steals your precious blue.
Right, but for her, she's not using it because blue's passive for her.
Right, but her blue ability is clearly her best ability. So you have to keep it above 9 for the passive to keep working.
Yeah.
Ugh, curses.
So you're going to have to never want, you know, if you want the stun, you don't want to do that until you have at least, you know, 12 blue.
Right, and the amount of blue she drains might reduce as the levels go up in that power.
Right, we don't see any progressions to any of the powers, so, yeah.
She is going to be available starting tomorrow in Heart of Darkness.
Right. Good story, Ben.
Also going to be available in the Vault for the Hunt starting on July 31st, and her upcoming PvP event is going to be called Win Some, Lose Some, or Winsome, Lose Some, as the case may be. So, there you go.
That's exciting.
Just as a note, you mentioned her colors. There are only 3 other blue, yellow, black characters in the game.
Oh, who are they?
So the Mr. Fantastic, Black Panther, yeah. And the Hood.
Ooh.
Hmm.
And so, yeah,
she's in with pretty good company.
Yeah. And it's one of the shortest lists of color types there is, so.
Right.
Well, that's good. At least they didn't stick to all the same stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's Janet. We'll see how she plays out here in future days.
I don't know. She sounds pretty good, but it's going to be a while to get any covers that be able to use her. But
355. Right. I'm calling it now.
You think?
Yep. Yellow is too complex. I said 355. Yep, yellow is too complex. Blue is too awesome not to be a 5, and I need my characters to be able to do a little bit of direct damage.
Interesting.
Let's see, Josh recommends that it's a 535.
I knew it. Man, that blue power sounds awesome. And you know what? I think you should take Josh's recommendation.
He says use her with Punisher to the max, or Falcon, provide a lot of strike and protect tiles with her tactical intuition ability. Or team her up with Peggy Carter and really steal, you know, drain AP and slow down people with Peggy's power as well.
So, sure.
Yeah. Next up is...
106.
Yeah, patch 106. All right, here's the clue. Black Bolt and Spider-Woman are coming. I don't know if you can decipher that one, but Black Bolt may be confirmed. But it could be Dazzler. I don't know. Anyway, they are coming in August, so look for them. What has changed? Champion characters are considered to have 5 power levels in every power when you send them as a team up. I don't know how that did that work before. Is it was whatever you have them at? Is that how that worked?
I can't say that I've done a whole lot of requesting of team ups, so I don't know.
I used all of mine in the Ultron event. I was requesting team-ups.
Yeah, I've never requested team-ups before, so I have no experience. We'll have to reach out to either some people who make the game or some of our more experienced teammates. We'll fill you in the comment section next week.
Selecting a mission now takes the player into the mission description. Only one power banner is displayed when multiple countdown tiles from the same power activate simultaneously. I didn't know that was a problem.
I'm rereading. I didn't follow.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. I'm assuming it, you know, when your, you know, scrolls goes off or something. I don't know. I haven't noticed it being an issue where I'm like, why is all these banners keep coming up? Here's one that I actually don't like. The Alliance icon now shows an alert when you receive a team up. Because, man, I need less Alliance alerts.
Yeah, I do.
Our Alliance is super chatty, which is awesome, but at the same time, it always compels me that every time I see a number there, I'm like, all right, what's it say now?
Oh, right, is that a number? Now? I just see an exclamation point.
It's an exclamation point. Okay.
A big red exclamation point in my finger. You're right. It just goes right there like a magnet.
I know. Every time.
Yeah. Like, especially at this point, I should know, at least on, like, Mondays, not to bother clicking it because it's actually just people talking about wrestling.
That is true. Yeah, it's whatever pay-per-view was happening the night before. Man, there was too much Chris Jericho talk. I'm like, that's guy still a guy? Chris Jericho?
I thought he retired.
Man, what year is this?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure he just retired and just does his rock band full-time, but nay.
Man, I was like, man, this is so many years ago that Chris Jericho was a thing. Fixed various rare issues in early stages of the game. Take that for what you will. Fixed a bug where players were still sometimes taken to the top of the rewards cache. I've not had that problem. Loki's mischief power now displays a banner when the countdown tile activates.
Okay.
Countdown tiles created by a battery man now display the correct description.
I didn't know they were wrong.
Yeah. Battery man's power now displays a banner when he's on the player's team. Okay. Countdown tiles created by Brotherhood subject's unstable blast power now display the correct description. Apparently I never look at any of these things to see that they were incorrect in some way. Games should no longer crash when playing against certain enemy combinations and waves. I like this one. Attempted fixes implemented to improve game stability. This is the good old, you know, something loose in the cockpit. You know, something was tightened in the cockpit. And then fixed a bug on the PC side. Power shift preview previous level button now indicates when it's pressed. So apparently clicking that must not have been doing anything on the Steam version. So that's your upcoming 106 changes. Hopefully you can decipher that clue this time. Ray, what's in the mailbag?
A lot of comments in the mailbag.
Give us some of them.
I have tried to sort out some of the more relevant things. So first, I wanted to give a shout-out to... we have a few alliances that we are participating in, I suppose. We've got the Longbox Heroes, which is our flagship alliance that is the more competitive PvP alliance. I believe their roster is now full. And we also had an opening in the Puzzle Warriors, and that slot has been filled. And I think our Wives Clan is actually filled up at this point as well.
Oh.
The MPQ Widows.
Oh, did they have to clean house after people did not participate in Ultron?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
But I think everything's good now. But we did have somebody ask if we could also advertise their alliance. This is an alliance that is not associated with Puzzle Warriors, but it was...
Or Longbox Heroes or the Widows, right, in any way.
Correct.
Other than they seem to enjoy our show. So thank you.
Yes. So if you're interested in joining an alliance, the only requirement is daily play. Then you're looking at some people who are like 2 to 3 star transition, maybe 3 to 4 star in a few cases. But the alliance is called League of Evil, and they asked that we mention them. Specifically, Donkey Teeth asked. And we like the username. And
right.
There you go.
Right. This is definitely a trial. We definitely feel like we don't want to make this a habit. You know, please stick to Reddit and the other appropriate forums to advertise your alliance. But man, if you happen to have a handle like Donkey Teeth, then you can get a one-time ask and we'll probably buckle because it's funny.
Donkey Teeth.
Really just wanted to say Donkey Teeth, so.
Absolutely, it was worth
it. San Diego State Penitentiary.
What was the name of the alliance again?
League of Evil.
Okay.
They should team up with our other group, Ray.
The Source of Evil. League of Evil is apparently a Dr. Horrible reference, which is a Neil Patrick Harris?
Yes.
Yes. I was unfamiliar, but there you go. He also did contribute, and a lot of other people said this on the forums, that they like the Steve, the Captain Peggy load screen, the ghost Steve that faded into Captain Peggy.
Right.
So they weren't happy about the Hulk banner. No pun intended. No pun intended. Because Peggy didn't get to be on the load screen for very long.
Sure.
But I have to say, I still like the Hulk load screen. I think it was very good.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It is disappointing that Peggy wasn't on for very long. But
Right. I was going to say, I don't think one negates the other. I am also disappointed that Peggy didn't get a longer run, but that doesn't make the Hulk one any less cool.
Right. And mainly just disappointed because Amadeus was on there forever.
Hey, so long. So long.
A new listener, new commenter that I want to mention, the Alpha Team. He mentioned that he loved the show, found us 3 or 4 weeks ago and plowed through everything. Got enough entertainment and felt that they should become a patron. So, woo-hoo. Hey, thanks.
Yeah. Shazam.
And they also said, P.S. at 1.25 speed playback, I don't know why you would do that. Maybe you're in a hurry to listen to the podcast. But at 1.25 speed playback, Ian sounds just like Adam Carolla.
Welcome to Loveline.
That's cool, I guess. That guy has really, he's got several really successful podcasts. Doesn't he talk about cars on one of his podcasts?
I have no idea.
I don't know. He's still working.
He had that funny TV comedian show where he would go and bust contractors.
Oh, really? Show.
Huh. Yeah, like you would hire a contractor who sucked and wouldn't finish the job, and he would show up at your house and berate the guy into doing the work.
Oh, wow. Huh. Okay. Well, good on him. That sounds like a nice show. So I will take this as a full-on compliment. Because I really can't imagine how else I would take that. And I was super excited for a minute when you were talking about playing it back at a different speed. And I was hoping someone was like listening to our podcast in reverse. And it turned out that like it was like Judas Priest lyrics. And we told you to please worship the devil.
Hey, man, who knew Chicago was so hardcore?
Ah, Christmas.
Atheticist asked us to post Jesse Tipton's Dazzler cover that we talked about last time. So if you go to our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com, and go to the About right contact, there is a link, I'm not going to tell you where, but it's kind of obvious, to the Dazzler image if you want to take a look at it. It is pretty cool. And now that I've done that, I've gone away from listener comments and don't know what else to say. But next, Jeff Cascadian wanted to address the... You had a question, Ian, about how many covers does it take before you just say, all right, I have to champion this character?
Yes.
A one, a two, a three.
Three.
That's three. Exactly correct. Jeff says it's three.
Okay. So it turns out that Marvel Puzzle Quest and Tootsie Pops have a lot in common. Or at least the wise old owl.
So have you made a decision on that yet?
Yeah, it happened. I championed him a few days after the show.
Was this after reading some of the Reddit comments?
Nope. I did. Again, I told you I don't risk that place.
Oh, sure.
I just decided you had made a good point. I listened to both your points, and your point about the didn't directly, but in a way said, even though you want to be in a 3 to 4 star transition, you're kind of at a 3 star plateau, so unless you have someone who's actually ready to be championed in the 4 star world, don't be conservative. Just go ahead and, you know, slap that champion on that. Get the legendary, get the prizes out of it. Covers won't go to waste. I said, okay, thanks, Ray.
That is what I did for myself, so.
It makes sense. Like, I wanted to be starting the transition, but I don't have any 4 star heroes that are that close to usable.
Mm, yeah.
I mean, I wanted to kind of get started early, just like... Because it's so expensive. Like, apparently the 3 to 4 star transition is kind of like saving for college. But I figured I could use the latest legend token for this upcoming segment.
Right,
and,
sure.
And now I'm saddled with a champion Spider-Man that I have to look at more often than I'd like.
we'll have good news for you later.
Oh, good.
The next comment was from Noble Bronco, who was our special guest last time. He said, holy crap, Ian said pink when talking about Venom's purple, and I totally missed it. Hashtag Team Pink, I let you down.
Man, apparently I missed it too, or I would have complained.
I caught it and then just didn't want to get into it again.
Oh, good save.
D-Wing Illinois had a few things that I thought were interesting. He said that for what it's worth, he saw the runtime on the episode before playing it, and he felt bad for me. Also, Noble Bronco had apologized for the technical issues, but hey, those things happened, and I think the episode turned out well. So D-Wing also said that he wants an old man Logan movie where Craig has a cameo as the guy who comes to town like seconds after Logan leaves, because art should imitate life.
Gee, thanks.
That's awesome.
Hear about this Logan guy? He made everybody awesome.
Oh.
He also said that he wants to make popped my taco token a thing, just so that he can make it sound dirty, when in fact it is in no way dirty.
Oh my god, I just forgot about something. Totally forgot about something we talked about.
What's that?
Didn't talk about. The totally not awesome vault.
Oh yeah. First of all,
totally not awesome.
Now, here's what I got to say about that. One, it was number two. I don't remember number one at all. Number totally awesome vault number one must have just blew by me without knowing it, or they just named it number two to be ironic.
because that's the next Guardians of the Galaxy movie is volume two.
Yeah, right. Does anybody else remember a totally awesome vault number one?
I do not.
No, in no way.
Oh, right, so that confounded me. To your point, kind of not. I mean, you know, just at least for where we are in the game.
Yeah.
You know, Gamora's pretty solid, character-wise. Drax, I really wanted to get a Drax cover out of there. You used to love Rocket and Groot. So
I still love Rocket and Groot.
And everyone loves Star-Lord, so, I mean, it was a pretty okay vault.
I think, you know, of the Guardians, awesome. To me, Rocket and Groot are still by far the best character.
Mm.
They're not appealing, it's just unsurpassed.
Drax is pretty excellent. Yeah, I think Drax is superior, and then I would have to sit down and look at the numbers, and we'd have to have a talk about Gamora versus Rocket and Groot.
Nope. There's nothing more satisfying than making one yellow match and seeing your health go up by, you know, 10,000.
That is incredibly satisfying, but Drax is a damage machine. But in any case...
Sorry.
Yeah.
Next, Dances with Weevils. So I'll sum this up real quick. You should champion Spider-Man.
Okay.
Basically, he says, is if you have that question, figure out whether the amount of ISO that is needed is worth a legendary token, 50 hero points, and 2,500 ISO, which is what you will get immediately, plus the remainder of the rewards later. And basically, yeah, there's no reason to not champion Spider-Man.
Right.
Jordan from Jersey, if you get to the point where you're just, well, this is worthless, when that character is championed, the character actively gives you rewards every time you get a cover for them instead of thinking that it's worthless. So
yeah,
they're both
absolutely
on the same boat.
They were correct, and I was on there with them, and you know, having heard that one, worst case scenario, I sell them and I get a roster slot and a bunch of ISO back.
Right.
Which isn't a worst case scenario. And secondly, I had a question for longtime comment. Again, you read all the comments, so I don't know if you saw this in there. Am I wrong in believing Jordan from Jersey is from Austin?
Oh, I don't remember.
I thought I saw that in there, and it totally was a mind screw for me. I was like, why would you do that?
Can't he be from Jersey but now live in Austin?
No!
No. Okay. Or her. Jordan could be a girl.
I guess it is a unisex name. I hadn't considered that. But
Jordan could be a girl, and Jenda could be a guy, because that is actually the case.
Yes, all those things are true. I guess there was just too many layers of intrigue in that name.
I don't know. I do remember the comments from about Austin, but I don't remember who it was. And it's not because the person's unimportant. It's just my memory is that bad.
Sure, and you've sift through a lot of comments, and I only hear the ones that make it to the show, so it's easier for me to filter.
Sure. So the next comment is from Jenda McGlynn, since I did mention Jenda, who, by the way, just joined our alliance. So,
yeah.
Hi, welcome. Just said, Black Bolt confirmed, we need a new in-joke.
I know.
And Willy Swim immediately followed up with, we still have Dazzler.
That's right, baby.
And there was, I don't know that I've mentioned this guy before. I've seen comments before, but Pluto's Godfather
nice.
Had a really nice team up, and I'm going to try this tomorrow. Regarding championing Spidey, try this team for the big enchilada. Blade, Falcon, and Spider-Man. So you just focus on, in order, purple, hashtag team purple, yellow and black, followed by blue. Completely avoid red. So the plan is to get Blade's attack tiles down, you boost his strike tiles, and overall... you boost with Falcon. Spider-Man brings in the healing and the defense tiles that also get boosted by Falcon, and he says that this team destroys any wave fight that he's ever thrown at them.
Okay, see, and I don't doubt that, again, because every wave fight that I ever fought is Blade, Falcon, and Black Panther in the same role that Spider-Man plays, because he puts out defense tokens.
Right.
He uses all the yellow that we are matching to fire off inspiration for Falcon, goes into his pool to put out more strike tokens for, I don't know, I forget what his yellow's called, but it puts out some strike tiles, and he's got Rage of the Panther. So I agree that that is probably effective. I don't know that I'm willing to trade out Black Panther for Spider-Man.
Yeah, because that's a ton of damage.
Yeah. And I still get shield and attack. I don't think this, but I have been taught by many experienced players that healing is overrated in this game. No one likes the healing. Everybody likes the AP generation and AP suppression. So I don't know. It sounds like a great combo. I'm sure it works great. And yeah. I bet the web bandages and the making the shields with the purple is fantastic.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to give it a try tomorrow because I just read it today. Actually, right. I think it was just posted today. But yeah, looks interesting. And I've given up my enchilada team completely, so I have to try something new anyway.
Nice.
My enchilada team...
You're going to try 3-star characters now?
Yeah, I have always used Magneto and Storm 2-stars with Black Panther. That, as soon as I got Black Panther up, that is who I've been using for a year or more.
Right.
Every day. Yeah, so I sold Magneto and Storm because I needed ISO. So I figured I've got plenty of 3-stars to pick from. I don't need to rely on them anymore. I can sell them off, rebuild them up. I'm not regretting it. It's just a big step for me. So I will start with this team and see how it goes. And that is the last of the comments.
Okay, good times. Ian, guess what time it is?
Holy smokes. Time to bust a rhyme?
That just never gets old.
It really doesn't. Makes me happy. Is it time for the featured character of the week?
Feature character of the week!
Week. Hey, this week, it's brought to you by Amnesty Scooter. When you want nothing but the finest in personal freedom, choose Amnesty Scooter.
Good old Amnesty Scooter. Thanks, Amnesty Scooter. So, featured character of the week brought to you by Amnesty Scooter. Are you sitting there on death row? They're about to press the lethal injection button. The governor's the only one who can save you. Will he make it on time? If he's on an Amnesty Scooter, he will. Amnesty Scooter. For all your death row pardon needs. And now, the longtime leader of S.H.I.E.L.D., one-time leader of the Howling Commandos, Nick Fury.
Nice.
Actually, I don't think this Nick Fury ever let the Howling Commandos, but, you know, comic book universes confuse me, so. Let me just tell you about his powers. He is a yellow, blue, and purple. His first power is called Avengers Assemble. It costs 12 yellow. Oh, it does all sorts of things. So let's start and we'll work our way up. At level 1, Captain America shows up and creates 2 strength 82 projectiles. Let's see. At level 2, if you have at least 5 red AP, Iron Man also shows up and shoots the target for 1,370. So this every power I'm going to tell you is in addition to the last power, as long as all the criteria is met. At level 3, as long as you have at least 5 purple AP, Hawkeye shows up and puts 2 critical tiles on the board. At level 4, Black Widow shows up, as long as you have at least 5 blue AP on the board, and stuns the target for 3 turns. And at level 5, the Hulk shows up, you need 5 green AP, and he will do 685 damage to all the enemies. Let's try to sum this up with the at max level. So one day, at level 5, at his max level, he creates 2 163 strength projectiles, deals 2,720 damage to the target, and 1,360 damage to all enemies, and stuns, and everything I said. All that stuff happens. It's a very busy power. His blue power, Demolition, 10 blue AP. He creates 2 trap tiles that, when matched by the enemy, detonate in unison, dealing 758 damage each. If you match trap tile, it blows up and deals 379. Enemies cannot see the trap tiles. Let's see. As we get up in levels, he creates 3 traps, 4 traps, 5 traps, 7 traps, and one day dealing 1,505 damage for each trap, or 752 damage if you match them up. And lastly, we have the escape plan, which is 12 purple AP. Nick Fury deals 457 damage and creates a 3-turn countdown tile that when it goes off, it steals 3 enemy AP from their strongest color before turning itself into a strength 91 strike tile. So as this goes up in levels, the strike tile strength goes up, then the damage he does goes up, then the countdown steal goes up significantly, then the countdown timing goes down to 2. So at level 5, he is dealing 3,809 damage to you, creating a 2-turn countdown tile that steals 9 AP from your strongest color and creates a strength 634 strike tile. That's a lot of strike tile.
It really
Holy
is.
Holy majoli. Yeah.
I really wish I had more of that power.
Yeah. I have always believed that he is a 3-5-5 kind of guy. That's what I aspire to. Guys, tell me if I'm right or wrong.
So, I just championed him.
Ooh.
Not very long ago.
Right.
And the covers, I have not rearranged him in any way. So, right. My covers are as I got them, which is 5-3-5. And okay. I am unhappy with him.
Mm.
So, the reason I'm unhappy is because yellow costs 12. It is really nice when it goes off. It's probably one of the best animations in the game.
Sure.
But it costs 12. Plus five.
Yeah. Right?
It doesn't cost it. It doesn't use them up. But you do have to get all that build up.
Right.
And I end up getting hurt well beyond what I should waiting to get this power charged. And it is not worth all that.
I've done that to him. Like, I keep looking at my AP stack going, all right, I need one more green match. And then I need one more red match.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Oh, I could have just won the game by now. Why am I waiting all this time to fire off this yellow power?
Exactly. I love the animation. I love that all the characters come out. I mean, if you watch one of the original videos that advertise the game, it shows this power. It really, you know, draws people in. But, yeah. Man, it is such a pain to charge.
I mean, I would rather it cost 5 yellow and did less damage. So that it was like 5 of every color.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean.
Instead of it costing 12 yellow, I wish it cost 5. Like, all the other things are, if you have 5, it does this. If you have 5, it does this. If you have 5, it does... Like, I wish you could fire it off that it had 5 yellow would make it go.
Right.
But just make all the damage and stuff less. Just
sure,
so you can do
sure.
it more often.
Yeah. So, after looking at Demolition a little bit more, that power, if you...
I can do a lot of damage.
7 traps at 1,500, that's 10,500 points of damage.
Yeah.
So, while we've been talking, he is now a 3-5-5. And we're going to see how that goes, because I love Escape Plan. Yeah. Escape Plan is just solid.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Ray and I talked about this one day, because I'm like, because my just the way my covers have come, I have him at 5-5-1.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I'm like, because when I fire Escape Plan, literally nothing happens. Like,
sure.
He comes out, he scratches someone with a piece of paper. They get really upset that they have a paper cut, but that's all that happens.
Right.
And Ray's like, no, Escape Plan's awesome. And I'm like, not on my guy.
Fires his pea shooter.
Yeah. However, 5 points of escape plan sounds like the business.
Sure. And I also like the Demolition at level 5 creates 7 traps.
Yeah, that's
like
a lot of traps.
2 traps, yeah, you can avoid that for quite a while. 3, maybe. 4, better. 5, 7, that's happening.
Yeah.
Like, that's happening. It's just, it's going down, and someone's taking a lot of damage. So I'm very pro-demolition.
Yeah, I think I will also make him 3-5-5 once I get him there.
Yeah, I think as far as I'm concerned for right now, he is a blue-purple character.
Yeah.
Which is good. There aren't a whole lot of blue, solid blue-purple, so.
Right. And having looked at this a little bit more, I mean, I would be, if you told me you were going to run him what's it called? 4-5-4? I wouldn't be that shocked, because Hulk showing up to help does not seem that helpful. Like, his Hulk in the yellow?
Damage.
No. It's really lackluster. And reducing the countdown tile from 3 to 2, it also doesn't seem that significant as all the good stuff happens once you get to level 4. in escape plan.
It does cut off the 1,300 for the entire team.
Right. That's okay.
Like I said, it's just you combine that with the how long it takes to charge, and yeah, it's just not worth it.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. It's your Nick Fury, your featured character of the week, brought to you by Amnesty Scooters.
There you go. Time for Dying on the Vine, brought to you this week by Celebrity Mud Wrestling. This week, starring Mikhail Gorbachev. Be there.
Is Mikhail Gorbachev still alive?
I don't know. I doubt it.
I imagine if he is, Putin has him locked away somewhere. No. No, he is. He is in a gulag out in Siberia.
I would have to assume that he died a long time ago.
Not according to the interwebs.
Really? Yeah. He's still alive?
He is age 85.
No kidding.
Yep.
Holy smokes. That is what the interweb says. Ryza died, though. So, that was his wife.
Right.
You know, don't you just love Russian names, by the way?
Yeah, they're cool.
His daughter's name is the best. It's Arina Milanova Verginskaya. I'm like, that's just fantastic. Hello, I'm Arina Milanova Verginskaya. You know, I've come to kill you. And you'd be like, that's okay. It's plausible.
That's usually how that goes, yeah.
You're like, yeah, it's all right. I get it. So, Dying on the Vines. I spent all of my ISOs and sold off my fully championed out original Black Widow to power up Hulkbuster, because I had two covers of him dying on the vine. So,
right.
I got those to happen, and right now, for lack of, I just haven't bothered to sell things yet. I've just got a two-star Thor in there and a Moonstone, and because someday I'm determined I'm going to roster Moonstone and make it happen. But that's all I got.
I believe you.
So nothing really.
Okay.
Ray, you got anything hanging out?
Very similar. Just today, I was able to get all the ISO that I needed to champion Ralk.
Ooh.
So that used up, 315,000 ISO. In the meantime, I have sold, as I mentioned, Storm, Magneto, original Black Widow, and Ms. Marvel in order to get there. So I am rebuilding all my two stars except for the Wolverines, Wolverine and Dokken. I don't know why I chose to go with them, but that's what I'm going with. So,
yep.
But so that cleared out my roster. So all I have now is some two star. I've got a whole bunch of two star Dokken just in case I needed to sell them, and I've got some green Human Torch because I'm waiting to get my two star Human Torch covered again. I've got green full. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah, as a weird quirk right now, I have more hero points than ISO. So I have 436 ISO to my name, and that went up since we started recording because I got a 70 ISO from one of our alliance mates. Ian, what do you got?
Oh, man, there's just stuff and things. So I have a pair of two-star Black Widow covers that I was hoping to re-champion Black Widow here soon because I had just finished selling her off. And I have her recovered, and I thought these two covers could stick around and go a ways to help me with that. But now I'm looking at the very bottom of my vine. I've got 4 days left on a Bullseye cover.
Mm.
And I feel like I'm going to that should take me to Saturday when I get my Bullseye cover.
Yeah, you said 4 days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it should work out.
Yeah, so I feel like I could postpone championing Black Widow in favor of championing 3-star Bullseye.
That sounds like a winner, because that'll get you that legendary token. It's all good.
Yep. Yep. So it looks like all these other covers. I've got some other covers here. Couple Visions, Captain Marvel, 3-star Dokken, Gamora. They're going to get sold while we're talking.
The heck with it. Just sell them all.
Yeah, they am now. Because I worked out a good plan in my head, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. Well, and Bullseye is not... There's no way that is a waste. He is he is good. I've been using him in more of the wave fights, and can't argue with that.
Yeah,
he's
where he shines.
He's on a huge upswing. I want to get on board.
Like the Great Space Coaster.
Similarly.
Okay. Rewards of the week. Hey, we got those melon head covers from Ultron.
Yeah.
Anybody get anything else?
I did, and unfortunately, I just closed my file. Let me reopen that. I got a whole bunch of things.
Wow.
I was very happy. I don't have any recollection where some of these things came from, but I managed to get a blue Thor Goddess of Thunder,
mm-hmm.
A yellow Gwen, My 14th Red Hulk cover, which is why he needed to be championed.
Yeah,
right.
I got a Red Falcon.
Hooray! Wow, good job. Hooray. Yeah.
So 5-5-1 now.
Oh, and there was much rejoicing.
It was right after his crash ended, like directly after.
Oh.
And then just today, I got the command points from the Thickest Thieves and cashed 20 of those in and got a blue Invisible Woman, which is still usable for me. That puts her at 5 blues. Yeah. So I don't know if I don't know. I don't want to champion her. But she's not ready yet anyway. But yeah, I got a whole bunch of 4 stars this week. It was incredible.
Ian?
Nope, only those Professor Xavier covers were the only thing of note. Everything else was a 3-star cover or hero points or ISO.
All right.
It was a very quiet week.
It's time to open some covers brought to you by this guy still. Hey, somebody else sponsor this so I can stop saying it's for me. All right.
Seriously, I got to get some. If I ever get some spare dollars, I'll sponsor it. I got some ideas. Ruined my mind for that segment.
Yeah, so I've got a latest Legends token from my championing of Hulkbuster. So I'm going to give that a whirl.
All right.
It is a 4-star. Ah, it's the previously mentioned Drax the Destroyer.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Purple secret weapon.
You already have him, right?
I do. That makes him a 1-2-0. So still not usable, but
right
on the upswing.
Let me see if I can use my powers of divination to figure out what Ray is going to open. Ray will receive a green X-23.
That's very specific.
That'd be nice.
All right, so I do have a token from the Red Hawk champion. So I'm going to open that, latest Legends. It is a 4-star. It is... You got it all wrong. It is...
All right, sweet.
A yellow Nova Blast.
Ah,
pew pew.
I have no idea where Nova is. I don't think I've leveled him at all. He's probably level 70.
Probably. He's one of those guys that's kind of newish and not a lot of covers.
1-2-0 now.
Right. I have a latest Legends cover that came from Spider-Man, and I will probably... I don't know if mine work on me, but I can only assume that I will open it to reveal a black Moon Knight cover.
Yeah, I think you're going to get a 5-star Iron Man.
Oh, so close. It's a 4-star. Oh, snap. It's a 4-star Miles Morales.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Which is
purple.
Venom Blast or?
Hide and Seek, purple.
Ah, the camouflage-y power.
Yes, that's fascinating. Is that my first one? I think it is. I think I don't have him. I think I'm going to have to open up a roster slot.
Hmm.
I didn't know I didn't have him, but now I do.
Yeah, he is not on your roster.
Yeah, he is now. Miles Morales, hero number 84. Okay, that was worth it.
Good times.
That was worth the wait and an appropriate Spider-Man into Spider-Man.
Well, I'm close to 1,000 hero points, so I'll be able to buy a roster slot soon, so I might spend some of the CP that I've stocked up. I've got 242 at the moment.
Wow, that is a lot.
That is ridiculous.
So I'll probably buy a couple of classic legends, in the next few days here.
Yeah, I was gonna say that is nearly 100 more CP than I have. I have 145, and that's only because during that Ultron event, when I was doing well, it was just raining command points. Every time I beat him, he was like, have a command point, have a command point, have a command point. I was like, thank you.
And then suddenly the no more.
Yeah, he was like, ha ha, have a smack.
Yeah, so that was the opening of the tokens brought to you by this guy. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
It is the soon-to-be-named podcast network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. Should direct you to the same place. And the many fine shows that we have, I believe we have links for all of them on our webpage. So if you would like to learn more about each show, please click their link and they can tell you a little bit better than I can. But I can tell you that they do include the Long Box Heroes After Dark, the Fresher and Parlance Show, the Prodigal Sons, the Profane Argument, the Podvocacy, the Prime Defective, and the Puzzle Warriors 3. That is the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com or soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Muy bien.
Thank you.
All right. Do we got anything else? We done? Sounds great.
One last thing.
Okay.
So where we host the podcast, Podomatic, changed the player on me.
Oh. Yeah, they did.
I'm not a fan of it. I've gone... Let me know what you think. I guess that's my only thing. I don't really care for it, but I don't know. Maybe other people like it.
Is that the player that shows up embedded on our webpage?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. If you stream it from something else like iTunes, you won't notice anything. But if you go to the webpage, the latest ones will be a completely different looking player. So this was not a intentional thing on our part. It was not an option.
Right. I don't know if there's anything else, but if there isn't, I'm going to talk to Craig about nothing while Ray looks up the name of all our patrons so he can give them all a shout out. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Ian.
Are you excited about all these goings-on this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, I am too. Do you... goes on for way too long. Are you going to make it through the whole show? I think it goes from like 9 a.m. until 2 a.m.
Well, that's a lot of video games.
Yeah, it is a lot of video games. Can that much pinball be played by these two guys?
We can try and play a lot of pinball.
I don't know that I can... I mean, even...
I think my fingers might break by then.
I think so. I think without some sort of like... I don't know, some sort of painkiller and fuel to get me through that many hours of pinball consecutively. But I am having spoken with you two guys tonight, but the fire has been rekindled. I am really excited for
Arcade
Saturday.
Is from 9 a.m. to 2 a.m.
That's outrageous.
Well, there's a prize raffle at 8, so, you know, we got 8 p.m., so we got
to
definitely
I want to win
that.
A prize.
Yeah. Then there's some movie screenings, and there's some music. Oh, the one band is performing all the music from Ninja Gaiden, so, you know, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, for about 8 minutes. Then I'm out. I can't listen to a full hour and a half set of the music of Ninja Gaiden.
At 9:30, never mind, that's a VIP only, we're not that important.
Oh, good.
There's a seminar at 10:15, of all things, about the prototype of the Super Nintendo CD.
Ever since that last seminar that I got tricked into going to, I'm really nervous about going to seminars.
Well, you can't trust Karen. I mean, that's the things we know.
In her defense, it was labeled as a cryptozoology seminar, and the guy spoke for 22 minutes about the second coming of Christ and how Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, was a signal that everything written in Revelations was true.
It was the herald of the apocalypse.
That's true.
Oh my god, it wasn't a good movie, but it wasn't that bad. That was just mean to trick me and be like, hey, do you want to learn more about cryptozoology? Sure. Well, Jesus. So, I'll skip out on all the seminars. I'll just make sure we play as many video games as possible.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have the finals of Pinburg, which is the Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh Pinball Championships are going on.
Yeah.
The replay FX World Championship final rounds begin at 6 o'clock on Saturday. So
nice.
You can watch, you know, the Donkey Kong and that sort of stuff going on. So I think we will have plenty to do. We will pay way too much money for food at the event.
Absolutely.
But it should be a good time had by all.
Hey, Craig.
Yo.
We're going to a game-themed event with me and Ray.
Oh,
consider washing and wearing your shirt.
Right. I will try to remember that tomorrow because tomorrow's still Thursday, right? Yes, I have time to do laundry tomorrow.
You have tons of time. I mean, last time you made it sound like it was like the greatest burden anybody's ever had. Hey, Craig, we're going to go to a Comic-Con. Could you put on a shirt? Oh, my God, not a shirt.
Yeah, this time you're in charge of distributing business cards places.
Okay. I'll do my best.
You failed at the last Comic-Con.
I didn't totally fail. Karen took over. She's much more personable than I am. I am not well-liked.
But in this really long story, if you're going to be in Pittsburgh and you're going to the Replay FX and you have any idea who we are, find us.
We'll be wearing shirts with our own picture on them. Say Puzzle Warrior 3. All right, that was some quality stalling.
That was incredible.
Why don't you take us out of here?
Wait, I thought Ray was going to read off this list of people.
When you say patron.
Oh, okay.
That's his cue to talk about the patrons.
Ahead. Sorry, don't look ahead. all right, so that's all we got this week, except for this big list of people. So I want to thank everybody for joining us. Check us out, as always, puzzlewarriors3.com. You can listen to the show there. You can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Stitcher. You can get it on Podomatic. Comments, suggestions, likes, dislikes, crazy rants about anything. Or if you want to rate fan fiction of how awesome Dazzler is. All these things and more You can leave for us on our webpage via the Discuss feature on Reddit in the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit or on the D3 forums. All those might be acceptable. Or you can just email me directly from the link on our webpage and tell me about how awesome Dazzler is. And as I told Ray and Ian earlier, I went out and bought a copy of A-Force number 1, which is the new Dazzler comic. She's in there with She-Hulk and some others in an all-female squad. So, Dazzler, let's bring her to this game already. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner at the top of our screen. That gets us some pennies, which we appreciate. Or you can become a patron, like these other fine folks.
Like Perrin Diak, like Jason Jones, Adam Gaver, AstroMonkey9, David Nelson, Angel Marrero, Yace the Ace, Jeff Polier, Screech, and I think I know how to pronounce this now. It's Hijinx. It's a weird spelling, but I think that's it. Jeff Metzner, and a couple anonymous people, and also, don't forget, our own Noble Browncoat and Cactus Jack 87, who said he was sending it to me as a birthday present, but it's going to the website, so.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Much appreciated, as always. So that's all for now. Goodbye, and remember, kids, you ain't classy unless you from Yancey. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends. Astro Monkey, quit your job so you can come on the show.
Good night.